Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
You will never convince me that the officials did not play a role in the outcome of that game between Arizona State and Texas in the Peach Bowl college football playoff quarterfinal matchup. Texas winning it 39-31. I'm Pete Mundo. Heartland College Sports is where you find us covering the Big 12 Conference. Always appreciate you being here. Make sure you hit that thumbs up right now in the video. Thank you, thank you, thank you for doing that and subscribing to the channel. You guys are coming in by the thousands in recent weeks, and we always appreciate you doing that. So let's get right to it. They should remove targeting from the rule book if that hit against Arizona State towards the end of regulation is not targeting. That is as clear of a targeting call as you are ever going to get. A defenseless receiver getting hit with the crown of the helmet, helmet to helmet, indisputable. What the heck is targeting if that's not? And the fact I'm watching this game, and let's set this up before we get into all the details on this, okay? Had that targeting play had been called, had that targeting penalty had been called, here's what would have happened. You would have had Arizona State with the ball down at the Texas 37-yard line with a fresh set of downs, with about a minute or so left on the clock and what, one or two timeouts? That's what would have happened. They would have been in prime position to win this game at the end of regulation. Of course, they couldn't. But Stovall got crushed on that play. It should have been a targeting penalty. Arizona State should have been in a great position at that point to try to set themselves up for a field goal. And I know you can sit there and you can say all you want, well, the Arizona State kicking game has been inconsistent. There was no guarantee the kick was going to be made. That's fine. That's completely fine. You're right about that. There was no guarantee a kick was going to be made. But they deserved the damn chance to try to make a kick. And that got taken away from them. And it got taken away from them thanks to a set of officials that are apparently blind. That was a disgrace. Why are you not making that call? And the fact is, it seemed like Jesse Palmer and Joe Tessitore had their nuts cut off at some point during the broadcast because they were afraid to criticize the no call. Oh my gosh. It's like the ESPN broadcast crew was afraid of potentially upsetting the apple cart because this gave the vaunted Texas Longhorns out of the almighty SEC a chance to win the game. Now, of course, we know how this thing played out after the fact, but that has got to go down as one of the worst no calls in the history of not just the college football playoff, but certainly since I've been covering the sport in a big spot. That is horrific. Now, I see some of you, you know, I'm not blaming the refs, but listen, this team deserved a chance to win the game in regulation. Okay? That's a fact. Arizona State deserved a chance to win the game in regulation. I'll get to some of the things they screwed up. I'm going to talk much more about this, but right out of the gates, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. Arizona State deserved an opportunity in regulation to win the game, and the refs took it away from them. That's a fact. Because if that's not targeting, I don't know what is. Take it out of the rule book. Don't make it a thing in the sport anymore. And let's all move on and start hitting helmet to helmet again, like big boys. you review that and you don't call it, and you got Big Ten refs helping out their buddies in the SEC, come on. You can absolutely blame them. It was targeting. It was indisputable targeting. And I promise you they won't talk about this on ESPN the next couple of days. They're not. They will not look back on that call and talk about it. Instead, they'll talk about the great second overtime play by Texas, scoring on the first play. Good for them. They'll talk about, you know, the mighty SEC if Georgia ends up, you know, with a win. We all know how this is going to go. They won't talk about what happened at the end of regulation. And it's a disgrace that they won't, but they got to protect the narrative. They got to protect the brand. They got to protect the SEC and ESPN. We all know what the deal is here. Now, as you go through overtime, of course, what happens here is Texas's kicker, Bert Auburn, misses a 38-yarder at the end of regulation, which means we go to overtime. Arizona State scores a touchdown on their first drive. They got to stop Texas. And Texas is facing a 4th and 13 at the 28-yard line in the first overtime. And Quinn Ewers finds Matthew Golden for 28 yards. Touchdown, tie game. Texas scores, of course, on their first play in second overtime. And the rest is history. Arizona State throws a pick. Game over, 39-31. If there's something to be critical of, it's the fact that Arizona State brought the house on Quinn Ewers in that spot. On a 4th and 13. Especially when you showed blitz, and then I think it was Texas who got hit with a false start. They were showing blitz on 4th and 8, and then they get hit with a false start, and Arizona State doubles down on the blitz. On 4th and 13, defensively, I think you're calling a different play than on 4th and 8. I get being aggressive. I get bringing the blitz. But my gosh, Matthew Golden could not have been more wide open, and that is obviously one of Quinn Ewers' favorite targets, if not his favorite target, and he just split those defensive backs, and he was 5 yards beyond anybody when Quinn Ewers hit him in the end zone for the touchdown. I would have switched up. Arizona State got this game to where it was by being aggressive. I understand all of that, but in that very spot, that is something where I would have said, you know what? Let's back off a little bit here. Let's make them earn this first down. Let's keep the ball in front of us. Let's not leave our guys on an island who at some points had been struggling throughout the day to try to stop that Texas passing attack. Now, overall, the Arizona State defense did a very nice job. You cannot take anything away from them all in all. But I know hindsight's 20/20, but when they were showing blitz on the 4th and 13, I'm looking at the TV like, why? Why are we doing this here? What's going on? Why are we bothering with this? So I admit, I was saying that to the television right before the play happened. I didn't think it'd end up in a 28-yard touchdown, but that did take away all the momentum. And then, of course, with the overtime rules the way they are, Texas gets the ball first, and the freaking ESPN broadcast wasn't even back before the touchdown was scored by Texas on that drive, on the second overtime. It was crazy. So that's the one thing you look at and you say to yourself, okay, what could have been done differently? But outside of that, Arizona State played an incredible game. And it's amazing. I was watching, obviously, during the game, our YouTube channel, and I predicted Arizona State to win the game 31-30. Obviously, that prediction was wrong. But there were people trolling our YouTube page in the first half, Texas fans, who were like, you're an idiot. This game's over. We're blowing you guys out. Shut your mouth next time. And I'm like, hang tight. Okay? Arizona State looked rusty early on. They looked like a team that hadn't played in a month. And I'll get to what that means for the college football playoff overall coming up here in a couple of minutes. But they looked rusty. They looked like a team that hadn't been on the field in a while. The special teams debacle was what it was. They almost had that block punt, obviously, in the first couple of minutes of the game. But then they settled down. You know, Texas was back in an arena or a stadium they were in a few weeks ago for the SEC championship. They were much more comfortable out of the gates. Once Arizona State got settled, it was a different ball game. And then, of course, I mean, you had some obviously enormous plays, notably in the second half. But to me, Where Arizona State kept this game alive was in the second quarter. They did not let this game get out of hand. Texas only scored 3 points in that second quarter when they were already up 14-3. That, to me, was a huge, huge quarter defensively for this Arizona State team that allowed them to find some mojo in the second half and come back and, of course, tie the game and force overtime. But that's where Arizona State hung in this game. And then you get to that second half, and what happened? You get the safety. You have a big play by Shamari Simmons, who, of course, had to sit out the first half because of a targeting penalty in the Big 12 championship game, linebacker for Arizona State. And let me say this to tie it back. I'm going to tie this all together. The fact that Shamari Simmons for Arizona State had to sit the first half of this Peach Bowl game because of a targeting against Rocco Beck, the Iowa State quarterback, in the Big 12 championship. The targeting came in the second half of the Big 12 title, so he had to sit out the first half of the Peach Bowl. The fact that that was targeting, and I didn't think that was targeting, and then this play, what happened in this game at the end of regulation, the fact that that was not targeting against Stovall, are you kidding me? Look at those two plays. If you haven't seen the Shamari Simmons hit on Rocco Beck, you tell me how that's targeting and what happened to Stovall at the end of regulation is not targeting. I know it's not the same refs. I understand that. That was a Big 12 crew in the Big 12 championship. This was a Big 10 crew apparently helping out their buddies in the SEC is what this was all about. But that was a disgrace. And the fact that Shamari Simmons had to sit for the first half in this game, I'm not saying it would have changed the outcome, but he was sitting for the first half, one of their best defensive players, because of a targeting call that I thought was bogus, and then Arizona State gets hosed by not getting a targeting call. Man, that is a tough, tough break for the Arizona State Sun Devils. There's no doubt about it. Now, Cam Scataboo is an absolute dog and a beast, okay? I mean, the guy is just unbelievable. If you don't respect what this dude is, then, and this is why, and one of the reasons I thought they could hang in this game, one of the reasons I thought and predicted them to win the game, is I thought that Cam Scataboo could do it not just through the air, or not just on the ground, but also through the air. I didn't think that would be as a passer, I thought it'd be as a receiver, and that's certainly what he did. Cam Scataboo had 30 carries, 143 yards, 2 touchdowns on the ground. He had 8 receptions for 99 yards, and then he threw for a 42-yard touchdown. I mean, what didn't the guy do? It was amazing to watch Cam Scataboo. He was incredible in this game. And he was one of the reasons, along with Sam Levitt being underrated and undervalued, that I believed that Arizona State was able to pull off the upset on top of the fact that Texas did what they had done all season long. They looked like they were in control of a game, and for some reason, they could not pull away. And Texas fans ragged on me for it. This is not your father's Longhorns. You know, you guys in the Big 12, you don't get it. This is a different team. Look what we did last year. Look at what we're doing this year. And I said, yes, I understand that. You guys are way more talented. You are where you are. I respect that. But there are still times when you have allowed teams to hang around. And they did not step on the throat of Arizona State when they had the chance. And Arizona State hung around. The safety in the third quarter really turned things around from a momentum perspective. And then we all know what happened in the fourth quarter. 2 touchdowns, two point conversions. And before you know it, we're going to overtime. And Arizona State was a 4th-and-13 away from going to the college football playoff semifinals.
Men, if you've lost your hair, it doesn't mean you can't find it again. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who found their hair again. It can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it is common. Luckily, I'm here to provide you with a solution so you don't even have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions. Men value many different things about their appearance, but if you're a guy who really cares about your hair and find that it's slowly going away, you might be feeling discouraged when you look in the mirror. And that's where Hims comes in. check out their personalized hair loss solutions, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides you with convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients, like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
That's the deal. I mean, they're a 4th and 13 away from going to the college football playoff semifinals. And unfortunately for Arizona State, it does not end up coming to fruition that way. Pete Mundo on Heartland College Sports, we appreciate you being here as a part of the show. A lot of you are rolling in. Thank you for being here. Whether it's on YouTube, hit that thumbs up on the video. Subscribe to the show. That way you never miss an episode. We're going to do plenty of football and basketball here. And, of course, we always appreciate our radio affiliates joining us as well. So you look at this game, and the other thing I'm taking away from this game is that they're going to change the way the buys are structured in the college football playoff, right? Up until this game, the favorites had won every game by double digits. This was the first game where it did not happen. And I told you it was going to go down this way. I told you to take Arizona State to cover. I thought they could win it outright. They almost did. But what they're going to do is they're going to reseed this thing based on rankings. There will be no buys for conference championships. And frankly, I don't think it's that big of a deal. I think that's how it should be, to be totally fair. Arizona State would not have been the 4 seed, of course, in this scenario. And as much as I'm here on behalf of the Big 12, I don't think that's the worst thing, because I don't believe the buys are going to help teams like they do in the NFL. In the NFL, you've got veteran, grown men in a 17-week grueling season who just need to give their bodies a rest. Fighting for the bye week in the NFL is different. In college, your bodies, first off, you're younger. Secondarily, there's 2 weeks between championship weekend and the playoff games in the first round, and then you've got another week and a half off. So the time off is not as valuable because you already have a lot of time off. In fact, I would argue that Texas was the sharper team than Arizona State to start this game because of the fact that they played a game 10 days ago. Arizona State hadn't seen live bullets in literally a month. I mean, that Big 12 championship game was, December 7th? It had been three and a half weeks. So I believe there's actually a benefit to playing in that first round game. because you're getting plenty of time off between the championship game, if you play in it, and then also, of course, your quarterfinal game, if you end up winning your first round game. So that's how this thing is going to change. And that was noticeable out of the gates. There's going to be a lot of discussion as to whether or not there's value in having the buys. There's always value in skipping a round and skipping a game, but it's not what it is in, say, the NFL playoffs. It's just totally different. And that's what you noticed in this Texas-Arizona State game as well early on. So I wanted to make sure that was something that we talked about in this game as well. So let me see what else you guys have for us. Oh my gosh, I guess we got some of you Texas fans and Arizona State fans fighting in the comments. And whatever, I mean, I'm fine with that. Let's see, we got this. As a diehard Horns fan who's absolutely ecstatic we just won, let me say how awesome Arizona State was today. Hook 'em Devils, great win. That's from Chief Till. Well, that's probably the most admirable thing we're going to see in the chat today. Let's see, we've got here, next year's going to be fun. The Big 12 rocks, best Power 4 conference. Certainly the most entertaining. I can't say it's the best, but it's certainly the most entertaining, hands down. Scott says, Pete's like a crazy fan in his mom's basement. Well, I'm in my own basement. I've got three kids upstairs I can hear pounding around. I'm down in the studios here. So I'm not in my mom's basement, but I do happen to be in a basement. So that would be the one accurate thing you said there in that commentary. But I'm not, you know, listen, I'm a Big 12 guy. I'm going to defend the conference through and through. But it's indisputable that Arizona State should have had a chance to win in regulation. Okay, that's not controversial. That's not me just doing the bidding of the Big 12. That is a fact. That was a targeting call. And if it was targeting at the end of regulation on Stovall or against Stovall, Arizona State would have had the ball with about a minute left, a timeout or two, at the Texas 37-yard line. That's not bias. Those are facts. They deserved a chance to win in regulation. Not saying they would have. Not saying the kick would have been made. But they deserved the chance to try a field goal to win in regulation. That's not a hot take. And also, I want to make sure you know this. This decision by the officials to not call targeting cost the Big 12 and every team in the Big 12 potentially $375,000. Because what happens here, and I was looking at this, who was it? Who had this up? I want to make sure I credit this person. It was Brent Blum. He's the executive director of the Iowa State NIL Collective. And he noted here, he might have deleted it, so maybe he would have been, maybe this was incorrect information. But it looked like that the team that won this game was going to receive $6 million. That's a big chunk of change. And some of that would have been dispersed to the Big 12 teams. So just something else. I'm not creating some kind of grand conspiracy theory here or anything like that. I'm not going down that road, but I will just make it very clear that Arizona State got hosed. But overall, I will say it was a successful bowl season for the Big 12, and the Big 12 needed this game, and the ACC needed this game. If Texas had run away with this thing, you know what would have happened? The narrative would have been all about SEC, 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 Big Ten, Big Ten, Big Ten. The other two conferences can't hang. Look at SMU, look at Clemson, look at Arizona State. Arizona State saved us from that narrative. Not saying it's not going to continue. The can may just be kicked down the road. But no one can watch that game and say that Arizona State didn't deserve to be in it. Arizona State didn't have a chance to win it. And Arizona State creatively came within a 4th-and-13 of beating the Texas Longhorns, who a lot of people would have called the best team in this tournament going into the game. They were the odds-on favorite based on the Vegas odds makers to win the college football playoff coming into the quarterfinals. Arizona State had the worst odds. I hammered them at plus 12.5. I sprinkled a little pixie dust on the money line, came up short there. But listen, Arizona State has every right to hold their head high. Every fan, every player, every water boy should hold their head high, Kenny Dillingham on down, knowing that they deserve to be on that field with the Texas Longhorns. And Kenny Dillingham has a 5-year contract extension that apparently could be up to 10 years. There's some weird law in Arizona that prevents it from being more than 5 years. There's massive, you know, money for the coaching staff. There's NIL opportunities. Arizona State football under Kenny Dillingham is here to stay. They will be back in that position. They'll be back in a college football playoff. I don't know if it's next year, but I'm telling you right now, this is not a flash in the pan. This is not a team that got lucky with one star guy in Cam Scataboo. You've got a quarterback who's going to be there for at least one more year, maybe two, could be longer, in Sam Levitt. He'll go in as one of the best quarterbacks in the Big 12 going into the next season, and they will be a trendy pick to get back to Arlington and put themselves in a great position to get to a college football playoff. All right? I mean, that is just indisputable right now. And Big 12 fans should be happy that we've got this team in this conference, because they are a team that is trending up. If they're a stock, you are buying Arizona State stock right now. And you should be, because in a conference that is wide open, that does not have that blue blood or two or three blue blood programs, it can be anybody. Who's going to step up with the right coaching staff, the right NIL, the right leadership at the university? Arizona State is as well positioned as anybody to do that in the Big 12 today. And that should be something that brings some solace to this fan base that I understand is hurting after that loss to the Longhorns. Pete Mundo on HeartlandCollegeSports.com. Thank you guys for being here. Hey, make sure you are subscribed to the channel if you're not yet. We've got a ton of content. There's no offseason for us, so we'll get to more coming up on Heartland College Sports. Have a great day.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close.
Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.